No Olympics is complete without a lavish opening ceremony. In 1996, Atlanta hosted hundreds of performers. We had dancers, marching bands, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, big stars like Gladys Knight, Jesse Norman, and Celine Dion. Longtime Atlanta dancer and choreographer Lee Harper was one of the many dancers who participated in the opening and closing ceremonies. I spoke with her about that experience, starting with the opening ceremony's rather broad theme. There was an overarching narrative. Would you tell us what that narrative was for the opening?
Well, it was a journey through civilization, and I was in the southern, we were in the southern part. We were southern spirits. The overall, since we didn't get to see the whole show, we just did the southern, the river flowing through the south and what it brought, commerce and trade and people to the south and tobacco and all of that, southern culture. And there, I guess there are about 50 southern spirits. And we rehearsed at the Olympic Stadium, along with other dancers rehearsing other things. We had huge wings, like giant butterflies. The wings themselves were hand-painted silk from Trinidad. The wings were incredibly large. It's like having a sailboat on your back. And sometimes when we were rehearsing, it would be windy. And if it was windy, sometimes you fell over. That happened to me once, and the gal with the megaphone, that's how we rehearse, because so many dancers in such a large space, would say, "Dance her down on the deck." And these men would rush out and set me on my feet again. But we were so thankful that on the actual opening night, the weather was perfect.
How heavy were those wings?
They were very light, but they were just huge. I mean, I have one of them hanging in my studio.
How many rehearsals in costume did you have before the opening ceremonies?
It was pretty intense, a lot of hours. And one of my dancers actually had to drop out because she had childcare issues. And it seemed like too many rehearsals. The movement was pretty simplistic, but they wanted it to be absolutely perfect. And I understand that. As a choreographer, you know, we were just one small part of a huge machine. We would rehearse several times a week. But it was worth it. We knew it wasn't going to last forever. And then at the same time, we were rehearsing closing ceremonies, which was a different cast.
Looking back, how would you assess the content of the themes they tried to convey for those ceremonies? I mean, a journey through civilization is a pretty broad topic.
Yeah. This was Hollywood coming to Atlanta. So it was, you know, it was a slick presentation. I hate to criticize it because it was just, we were just honored to have been in it. I think it would have been great if they would have used some of the local choreographers.
And
in addition to Hollywood. And Kenny Ortega, he was so much fun. He was fantastic. And then his rehearsal assistant was from Trinidad. You know, so it was a very international group. But it was, you know, it was Atlanta. I wish there had been a little more representation of the Southern artist in it.
What about those trucks, Lee?
Oh, I didn't like the trucks.
That's what I was thinking. We might have changed.
I thought that was so hokey, and it made the South look so stupid.
Yeah, I thought that was shocking.
And the cheerleaders, I didn't care that much for the cheerleaders. And I'm really sad that they didn't retain the stadium, the Olympic Stadium. I mean, the Braves took it over immediately and changed everything. We had so many wonderful memories. And it was a legacy, part of our legacy, and I was sad to see that go.
Did your participation in the opening and closing ceremonies have any influence on subsequent choreography you did?
Well, I used a lot of their props. After the closing ceremonies, I got a call from a staff member, and they said, if you want any of the costumes that your dancers wore or props, go down to Fort McPherson and see what you can find. You're welcome to have it, because it's all being sent back to Trinidad or various places, and those beautiful silk wings that we had. And we all said, God, what's going to happen to those? So I went in my little Volvo station wagon, and I loaded it up with a lot of butterfly wings, different costumes. It was just sitting in a warehouse. And I had these garbage bags, and I had stuff in it. And I had, there were fans that were there. I mean, they bought so much stuff, lots of rehearsal costumes. I mean, just thousands of costume pieces. And there they were in this big warehouse. So I packed my car, and I've used those butterfly wings all over Atlanta.
Do you think anything about the opening ceremonies, the opening or closing ceremonies, had a lasting impact on Atlanta at large?
I think that a lot of people in Atlanta didn't think that we could host the Olympics. They were really skeptical. And also in the arts, you know, they didn't think we could really handle, pull this off. But the Atlanta Symphony was performing, the Symphony Chorus, the musicians that they brought in, Aretha Franklin, Celine Dion. This is a funny story. The opening night, we were in the bottom of the stadium and where the dressing rooms were. And this guard dogs appear and this black limousine appears.
Oh,
we said, oh, maybe that's President Bill Clinton. And then out gets this gorgeous woman, Celine Dion. And she says, stop the car. I love these costumes. I want to have my picture made with these dancers. And so she hops out of the car, and we weren't supposed to have cameras with us, but I did have a camera underneath my hoop skirt. And I pulled my camera out and took pictures of the Southern Spirits with Celine Dion. And I tell you what, I had so many people who wanted to be friends with me after that night.
Well, Lee Harper, thank you for sharing your wonderful memories, and it is quite a legacy to be proud of.
Thank you for having me, Lois.